created us to respond to his love. The Bible says that we love God because he first loved us. Do you remember that verse? Yes? I really believe that it's because we get one taste of his love and we cannot help but fall so crazy in love with him. It's the truth. All it takes is one encounter with God's love, and you cannot help but be changed. And sometimes I feel like a broken record. I'm talking about it and singing about it all the time. God's love. But it's because I know what happens when you encounter his love. I have lived that change. I have lived that experience. And you know what I believe with all my heart? Are you ready for this? I really think that if you are not passionate about your relationship with Jesus, if you are not passionate about worshiping him, it is because you don't know yet how much he loves you. That's the truth. Because when you know, and I am not talking about I know Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so and I learned it in Bible school. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I know that my Father is crazy about me. I have that revelation alive and moving and breathing inside of me. The word says that God is love. You know what that tells me? That tells me that love is something that is alive. It is something that should be felt, moving, breathing, alive inside of us. It's not just a word. It's not just a pretty word that we put in our songs. It's not just something we just say, just randomly. Love is alive. Love is something to be felt. It is something to be burning inside of us. The love of our Father. Now, can you imagine what your corporate times of worship, when you come together with church, your home group, wherever it is that you meet together and you worship, can you imagine what your corporate times of worship would look like if everybody came with this kind of understanding and revelation that it's about this connection? And what if they had gone through their entire week fighting to maintain that connection? Because this is what happens. We have life. We have stress and jobs and school, homework, kids. There's all these different things happening and going on, all these different things throughout our week that are fighting for our attention, for our time, for our devotion, for our energy, all these different things. And to maintain this...